Meta Sarmiento is a poet and rapper with Slam Nuba in Denver. He is a National Poetry Slam semifinalist and winner of Spoken Word for the World. His debut album is Apartment 207, and his latest book of poems is Tie Your Shoes, Kid. Thanks for speaking to KD&K, Meta.
Definitely.
So start by telling us about Slam Nuba. What's your role in that organization on the Front Range?
Yeah, so Slam Nuba is one of Denver's home poetry slam teams. They compete nationally all across the United States. And in 2017, I actually made the Slam Nuba team, the national team, and we competed at the National Poetry Slam,
wow,
which happened here in Denver. And so this year, I was really more of a supporter and spectator. I didn't go out for the team this year, kind of just focused on more of my independent work. And so the 2018 team is gearing up for the National Poetry Slam again, happening, I think, in Chicago this year. So it's a really strong community, a really wonderful space for a bunch of poets and community really just hear stories, you know, hear powerful stories and share space with each other.
That's rad. So you're coming back to the Valley for two events next week. And on Wednesday, July 25th, you're hosting a poetry slam at the Temporary at 7 p.m. And then on Friday morning, July 27th, you're offering a poetry workshop at Basalt Library at 10 a.m. Let's start by talking about the workshop next Friday. It's called Mahal. What does Mahal mean?
Yeah, so in Filipino, specifically in Tagalog, the word mahal can mean two things. So it can mean either expensive or love, which is really funny because sometimes love is really expensive, right? I built this workshop around the idea of asking ourselves, what is the cost of love? And what I'm going to do is sort of lead a discussion about love in our own respective cultures, how love is presented, how we display affection and the different versions of love, because there isn't just romantic love, right? There's different types of love in the world, and we show love towards a multitude of things. And really just ask ourselves, what do these displays of love really cost us as a person? And I don't want to go in-depth about it. I definitely want people to come to the workshop and check it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, and who should come to the workshop? Is this open to both beginners and experienced writers?
Yes, definitely. Anybody who just feels like writing that day, whether you're just a beginner or an advanced writer, whether you have any knowledge of writing at all, it really is open. I love having a workshop full of different writers who are writing at different levels or different stages in their journey, because it makes for a much holistic conversation and discussion about craft. So, yeah, I would really love to see everybody from all ages and all writing levels.
My guest is poet and rapper Meta Sarmiento. Talk about the Poetry Slam coming up Wednesday night. That's July 25th at the Temporary in Basalt. Do you have advance signups available still, or is it all first come, first serve at this point?
I think there are pre-signups. To my knowledge, there should be a few more spots left on the night of, so we'll be taking some walk-ins. I think we're going to cap it at 16 poets. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where the signups are right now. I think Alia is taking care of the actual signups.
Cool.
Last time I was there, that's how we did it. So we had room for about maybe 8 more people to sign up, which is a lot. So,
well, what about folks who aren't poets but want to support the scene? Is there space for supporters to join the fun even if they're not participating?
Oh yes, definitely. You know, I would honestly say that 80% of the energy at a poetry slam really comes from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
There is no show without the audience. Poets respond very much to the audience's energy. So the more lively, the more rowdy the audience gets, the more fun the poetry slam actually becomes. So the more the merrier, really.
So for folks who want to check out your music, how do people get a hold of your album, Apartment 207? Is it out there?
Yeah, so my album's actually available on Spotify, on iTunes, and on Amazon Music. If you just search up Meta Sarmiento or APT 207, it should pop right up. I also have a website that people can visit, and everything, you know, all my links are there. the website address is reachmeta.com, and you can find all the information about where my music is and videos of my performances for poetry. They're all there on the website.
So before we go, would you share a poem with our listeners?
Yes, sure. I would love to. So this poem is called If Ever I Have a Daughter. If ever I have a daughter, I will tell her, girl, what are you wearing? It's nice. Be proud of what mama gave you. Show them all that in our house, we measure dignity with the integrity of our character, not by the inch of a skirt. Let them all know your body belongs to you. Values are deeper than skin, and when we talk self-respect, we ask if our bones are fit for building temples. You know the difference between worship and thirsty prayer. Tell them you are not a goddess. You are a warrior the goddess fears. Tell that boy he is not a key. You are not a lock. You are a vault. And the only combination to open you up starts and ends with consent. Sometimes being comfortable in your skin means people will feel uncomfortable in theirs. They will turn the self-hate outward and call it advice. Call it everything except a shallow reflection. But this is not your fault. People rarely accept what they wish they could be. They don't think your brown is gold enough, but will try to mine diamonds from all your sand. Your skin says there's some island inside you. We know what invaders make of paradise. Make it their own. Plant seeds. Call the invasion a gift. But remember, the sweet center of a coconut only comes after the husking. There is nothing easy about you. Men will see this challenge as invitation, will praise your flesh so long as you remain their exotic fantasy. But you are not postcard dinner show. You are raging ocean, and you are allowed to demand respect like a storm at sea. Thank you.
And tell us the
name. Thank you, thank you.
Tell us the name of that one again.
This one is called If Ever I Have a Daughter.
That's Meta Sarmiento hosting a poetry slam at the Temporary in Basalt next Wednesday, July 25th at 7 p.m. and a poetry workshop at Basalt Library next Friday, July 27th at 10 p.m. At 10 a.m. And that's next Friday morning. And the poetry slam has tickets available at tacaw.org, T-A-C-A-W.org. The Basalt Library workshop, there's no charge. Is that something people need to sign up for in advance? Can they just show up on Friday morning?
No, they can just show up. They can just roll in and show up.
Right on. Well, Meta, thanks again for being back on KD&K. Always a pleasure.
Definitely.
And look forward to having you back in the Valley again. And big shout out to Alia Howe for making so much happen with these talented literary talents like Meta coming to the Valley. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much.